If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little turn, lizard, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
Well, the Dolphins won. And they forced me to stay up all night.
Wow. Stayed up all night?
I stayed to the whole time.
Good for you, buddy.
If they would have scored that touchdown instead of kicking a field goal, like in the middle of the fourth quarter, I was donezo.
Could have gotten some early snooze.
Yeah, but they kicked a field goal. And, I mean, like, look, here's the thing. I want to win.
Yeah.
And it was a team win for this reason. Tua probably didn't play his best game. The defense picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Tua did make some plays, third and 16 and stuff like that. But the other offense was just – it was a defensive game because the other offense wasn't necessarily moving the ball, you know, like they had been the last few weeks. So
they had been humming the last couple of weeks.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They had been playing really well, the Rams.
So the defense did a heck of a job. I will tell you this. I know a lot of them guys were probably happy they ain't got to chase a quarterback around the backfield.
That was nice.
Right?
That was nice having to get a statue back there.
Right.
That's great.
So that is, you know, it's a good win. It was like, it doesn't matter what you think of any individual player. In this game, that was a good win on the West Coast prime time. So let's move. So before you guys start, let's move the bar. So now we can say, okay, well, they got one monkey off their back temporarily. That is winning a prime time game on the West Coast.
Yep. Just a prime time game in general.
Right. Okay. So look, we got over that. So now let's move forward to next week. We checked that off the box. We finally got primetime win.
Yep.
On Monday night. They didn't look terrible. And let's go from there. But as usual, you know what's going to happen. They just going to move the bar. The complaints are going to be about something else.
I don't think there's anything that you should really complain about today if you're a Dolphin fan.
Okay.
Like if you wanted,
would you like
if you wanted to come into this today, and if you unless you wanted the season to be over just because you think it's delaying the inevitable. It was a good overall team win. It was a pretty entertaining game.
Yes.
There were mistakes.
For a relatively low score game, you were on the edge of your seat.
Dude, there was
the whole
bananas.
Time.
There was three straight possessions with turnovers. It was crazy. Right. But like I mean, you know, it was one of those where you got a pretty cool start to the game. You got to see your rookies do a really good job yesterday. Malik Washington got his first touchdown fast.
Right.
Chop Robinson got his first sack that he actually got to celebrate, which was cool because everybody did it together. So that was pretty badass.
Right.
Tyreek Hill got back in the end zone for the first time forever after you were terrified that he was not going to play.
No, right. You could complain one thing, though.
What?
Why can't Waddle catch the ball?
I don't know.
He has moments.
I told you.
It's not even moments, bro. Because, you know, Buck tried to say, oh, it was deflected. And when you saw the replay, it was like,
no, it was right through his hands. And then I don't know if he was making a joke because of the Cowboys thing or if he was serious, but then he starts going, lights were in the eyes. And I'm like, is he making a joke there about the Cowboys thing or did he genuinely think the lights bothered him?
Can I just tell you, some stadiums, the way how high their lights are, depending on where the ball's thrown, it is a problem. But you normally try to catch the ball like this. You always try to the upper part of your helmet will block the sun or the light or whatever. If you all of a sudden look up, it could get you. But that would be a fine excuse if you was catching everything. You've been kicking the ball's ass for a lot of the year.
That's what I've been saying.
I'm not gonna give
you. I texted you guys yesterday. So, I said I'm not saying it, but I know you're all thinking.
Even this time, if you have a legitimate excuse, we can't buy it because that wasn't the excuse 2 and 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that
so
was.
This is
here.
This is the definition of fat cat syndrome.
Possibly. Well,
he's gonna have to beat those allegations,
right?
Here. We're building a case on.
You ready for my first three texts? In the group chat with the negative Nancys. How bad is he? Throw it away. Dolphins need to draft a quarterback. They're drafting. Get an offensive line also. Playing prevent. It prevents from winning.
It was a rough night for Robert Jones.
Right. Why can't this D ever make a player stop when they need to? This defense, who basically shut down the offense that's been rolling for the last
no touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
Second time in like Matthew Stafford's career, I believe.
Right.
Now, I mean, the guy we really should be shouting out more than anybody is mother bleeping Calais Campbell.
Yes!
Calais
Campbell. Wait, first
Campbell.
Of all, between him and Sealer batting balls down.
92 and 93.
Bro.
It was like Aaron Judge and
right.
Soto.
Yes.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. This man is pushing 40, and he is, like, he's having a Pro Bowl season. It's he's batting balls. He's causing havoc. He's sacking everybody. This is insane to do this at his age.
I like when Giants smile. He was smiling a lot on the sideline yesterday.
But there was one moment when old Laz Calais was chasing old Laz Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh!
Come on, slow down.
I mean, I think they both took a knee together after that little place. You old?
Yeah, I'm old. Bring in hand.
Yeah.
Sub. No, he was incredible, though. He really set the tone of yesterday's game.
Right,
he set the tone of yesterday's game from the get-go.
And then Chop. Look, Chop ain't got to run around and chase nobody. The guy's right there, so he's getting in on it.
Yep.
It was a hell of a move, too.
Yeah. Oh, did you see him go upfield and underneath?
Yeah.
Oh, got to have my man on skates.
I was happy that he had that because, like, Jared Verse has been having a crazy season, so it was good to see the Dolphins rookie show out a little bit. That guy's good, though.
Yeah. Now,
he was giving
I will tell you
hell.
This. Kudos to that defense for this. It was getting pretty thin in that secondary.
Oh, yeah.
We had some faces that we were not accustomed to seeing, and it showed.
Talking about Saran Neal?
Huh?
Yeah.
Talking about Saran Neal?
Their special teams corner.
Where Saran Neal came in, and then Stafford's eyes lit up.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, no, not 33. Oh. And he would look. He was running across that formation like, I got this. He looked like he knew what he was doing.
Felt confident.
And then I realized, okay. But
you called it last night on the chat about Janu. Janu had the
Ingles out. Janu's got a
Janu had that. That was a beast run, dude.
Beast run.
That was awesome.
Beast run. But yeah, I think he is, as time moves on, if they continue to use him in that way, that's gonna open up, you know, that's gonna open up Tyreek and Waddle simply because if he's going across the middle and the linebackers stop to make sure they get him, the area over the top is much better. Like when Tua dropped that dime over there, who was it? In the I think in the fourth quarter.
Oh, the one he threw to Malik and threw three guys.
In the corner, no, I'm talking about the one he threw over it was a corner route or a seven route. And he threw it over the corner and underneath the safety. I'm like, that's
it. My favorite play is when he had the spin out with Raheem Mostert.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah,
on his blind side,
but
I was
woo.
That was nasty.
Yeah, but again, we talked about the offensive line being decent. They weren't very good yesterday.
No, they weren't.
And
although props, I gotta give Eichenberg props on something.
What?
Great flop. Great flop on the headbutt. That's a heady play.
Wait, I know there's one play you must have loved. It was from the opposing team, but this was such a Tobin play.
Oh, the guy that...
The wet willy? The wet willy.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Kyron Williams.
Kyron Williams gave him the wet willy.
Finger in the ear hole of Kader Kohou.
I was like, oh, Tobin must be laughing
that
right
now.
That
was funny. Oh, that was fun. No, there was a lot of shenanigans in that game yesterday. But that was that headbutt flop. That was a great play by Liam Eikenberg. Get an extra 15. Good play by him, dude. And he initiated. He gave the little shovesky. He guys like, oh yeah, bang, got him.
What are we doing? Like, is your job not hard enough? Now we got to go into acting.
It was great acting.
You got a penalty for it.
I got to give him props.
For all the people that here, one of the hardest things for Tua to kind of navigate through right now, right, is trying to make a play, throwing the ball away versus
trying to make something happen.
Right. And so you have moments in time where he almost looked like he was going to throw it, and he's like, no. And he's usually never that hesitant. But when you have a pick and a fumble in a close game, right, the sack isn't the worst thing than just chucking it up.
Yeah, Aikman was giving him a hard time about it yesterday.
But no, you can't because he didn't know where to throw it.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Wow. Woo. You almost hit a triple-double on the ass.
Man.
10-18.
Sheesh.
You know, if you'd have got two more rebounds, you would have had the triple-double.
Should get 10, that Wimby.
10-18 is good at 100 meters.
Huh?
So 10-18 would be good for 100 meters.
Yeah, but that would be your fast and on time.
Yeah.
Weren't you talking about football?
Yeah, it was.
What are you talking about? She's lashing out right now.
Why are you lashing out? Wow.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Minus one.
I almost backed into my car. It was insane.
A guy in a wheelchair was back.
Yeah, for sass.
The JFIG Traffic Chronicles strike again.
Wait. You know, if a guy in a wheelchair backs into your car, you win.
No, he pissed me off.
Wow. All right. So the big story going into that game was Tyreek Hill's wrist. Apparently he has a torn ligament in his wrist.
From the arrest.
He says it was from the arrest, but then after the game he said it was from blocking. So I don't know what to
believe. Yeah, what's going on with that? A lot of shenanigans.
He's given multiple answers on this. This is why I tell you with Tyreek Hill, you got to be careful.
Well, yeah. I don't know, man. Like,
but can we just say, whatever the aggravation of the injury was, we got to be doing the RKO out of nowhere to celebrate.
Oh my God.
Wait, that was the celebration?
Wait. Hold on. Time out.
I think that's what the wrestling move was.
Let me get this. So the two guys that are always banged up,
yep.
One that just got back, they got some old WWE crap going on.
Yeah,
I was like,
what?
Anybody?
That
but
was
those,
not safe.
Anybody but those two.
There were two things that were really stupid in that game yesterday. One was Tua trying to lower his head to try and tackle his interception, and then those guys playing WWE in the end zone.
You know what's crazy, though? We have a rule in football. And they're probably excused to it. But if a quarterback throw a pick, hey, don't be caught watching. But it looked like Tua got over there and said, uh-oh.
But his explanation was wild. Did you hear his explanation after the game?
No, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, he was saying that I even talked to the guy that intercepted. I was like, hey, why don't you go to the sideline? And he was like,
That guy who looks like a Viking?
Yeah, he was like, well, I was trying to, but there was enough space. And I'm like, well, first of all, hold on. We're not doing that. We're not doing
Rosebum? Is that what the guy's name was?
We're not doing that. First of all, people are not looking at each other while in the middle of the game looking like, oh, you're going to go out of bounds? Well, I should go out of bounds because you have a concussion.
No, but here's the deal. History.
That's not happening.
Vlad, to be, there's certain positions, right, that you don't even, like, you just go out of bounds, right? Like, I've had to go and defend somebody on an interception, and I, instead of just going at him, I just backed up till he went out of bounds because I was the last line of defense, right? So it doesn't look very aggressive, but the alternative is terrible. Tua kind of avoided seven people to go put his head in there. That's the problem I had.
He doesn't.
You just need to be near it to let people know.
I tried.
That, yeah, you don't need to actually go in 1 inch from the sideline and go make a tackle.
He keeps telling me he doesn't want to be the poster child for concussions, but his actions say otherwise.
Everything.
Every time you see him, you fold it up.
And so we did the post game this morning, right? And then so when I was saying that, because I was like, why would he do that? All right, bad enough you already threw the interception. Second of all, keep your head on the swivel. Now you're a defender. They're looking to hit you. But maybe they might not hit you because it's you. But don't go head first, especially to a guy's legs where – A knee to the head.
You can't take on that guy. That guy's a rhinoceros. You can't take him on.
I'm telling you,
with his Van Ginkle hair that was draping through.
The true art behind being there without making any contact is you go over there, right, and you just angle yourself so that he can't run through you, and then he'll just go out of bounds. It always works. You don't have to hit the guy right there. Now, if I'm running the football and I see somebody coming over there like that, I'm going to light him up. Right? But there's no hope for two. Here's why none of this stuff bothers me, Vlad Tobin. Here's why. If you ever go onto the field and not play football, that's when you get hurt. You see what I'm saying?
He didn't look like he was playing football, though. Hold on.
After the fact, we all looking at these plays and trying to figure out how he can be safer. But if he goes into those moments trying to be safer, you let your guard down, and that's when you get hurt. So I expect him to do they'll probably look at some film and say, "Tua, what are we doing here, buddy?" Like, yeah, look, listen. They say, we are past the stage of trying to look a certain way, okay? The only thing we want you to look is healthy for the next play, all right? But it's hard for a quarterback to just throw the ball away without even giving the play a chance, because keep in mind, the plays that he did make, he held on to the ball also. So now you're just picking and choosing what plays he should and what plays he shouldn't.
I just don't want to be in a position to get Jorge Masvidal.
I know, but what do you do? You just say this. Here's what you do. Tua, play football. Do everything you can to be safe. That's all you can do. Don't take any crazy, you know, don't do anything crazy. Do whatever you can to be as safe as you can while playing football. Keep in mind, you are playing football. For these people to think you could go there through a whole game and never get touched or hit or whatever, and what you have to do is prepare your body for it. So you got to know you're going to get hit. You got to expect to get hit. And you just have to do it, play accordingly.
It almost looked like Armstead was trying to pull him out of there. No, Tua, no!
Yeah, but he could have got hurt pulling Tua out of there.
Take a break. Back after this.
QAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore.
I feel good. Everything's good. I went up to that dude that intercepted me and asked him, like, bro, you couldn't just, like, ran out of bounds or, like, cut back? It was like, you seen me and I seen you. Like, you wanted to just run me over. He told me after the game there was, like, he's like, there's no room. There was nowhere else to go. So, you know, he got to do what he got to do to help his team win games. And you know, I wasn't planning on using my head to go hit him.
Yeah, all right, but you did.
Exactly how I explained. You put yourself in a situation, right? And here's the other thing. You can't go over there and get lit up yourself. So whoever had the football, he ain't about to go over there and get hit by a pissed off offensive lineman. So you're going to be prepared for anything on the other team. Tua could have stayed out of there, though. You see what I'm saying? Tua could have just stayed out of the – you go get close. Here's what you are. On an interception, you're the kicker, right? We don't expect you to make the play unless it's absolutely necessary.
He could have been getting his Gatorade and towel already on the sidelines. I would have been fine with it. I'm like, them's the breaks. Bad interception. I don't need him to go level his head. I don't need it.
Right. Okay.
I'm good. I'm good with it. He's, you know, but I get it. This has been a thing with him forever. He's reckless. He's reckless.
FYI, most football players are a little reckless.
That's fine.
I mean, did you see Saquon Barkley do a backward?
That was awesome.
Oh, okay. Also, very reckless.
Nah, he was gonna be fine.
I'm just telling you. That what makes football football is the fact that there's a whole bunch of grown-ass men on the field being reckless.
Not like that, dude. Not like that. What? He's got to know. He's got to know the losing battles.
You're asking a person, like, you're asking somebody to know when to and when not to be.
No, I'm asking somebody who's had more consequences with his head than anybody in recent memory.
Hey, I told you. My second year in the league, I woke up in the hospital.
Yeah?
That didn't stop me from playing football any different?
When was the second time that happened when you didn't know? It didn't. That's right.
Well, no, but I didn't stop playing football the way I played.
Did you get blindside hit again?
No, I didn't get blindside hit that time. It was from tackling the smallest guy in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. So you kept it out of your weight class.
No, I went to the next week, I said, I think we might be done with this kickoff stuff.
If there's one guy I don't want Tua being in contact with, it's the giant linebacker with hair down to his ass.
Oh, because you know he's just...
just a reckless intangibles...
Again!
...battering ram.
You don't know...
Reckless intangibles.
You don't know who you're dealing with, but you have to take every person you're dealing with serious.
Guy looks like he only eats turkey legs.
Raw.
Like, right off the stick. Right off the... Ale! Wait, right off the fire? Like the, with the little fire on the stick.
If he cooks it.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I get
guy's name is Roseboom.
It's easy for us to look at the TV and determine how a player can be safer or not. Right? But when you're out there, you're just playing football. Like he has listen, there are certain situations, I agree. Like, I know, here's what he didn't want, and I promise you this is what he was thinking. I can't throw a pick and be caught standing around watching.
I know, but that, he can.
That's a bad look. Wait, hey, Vlad, we turn on the TV today, this morning, on ESPN, or whatever we watch it.
He's not standing around,
and Tua just threw a pick. What they going to say?
There's two things they're going to say. One, he's not. Oh man! After you make a mistake like that, you have to show hustle. You gotta make
and
an
what
effort.
I would, and then
second, the host would be, is that an indication that he's not fully back from his concussions and he's playing?
And then who's the guy who comes in and be like, oh okay, did we want to do another 3 days on should Tua continue to play football? Oh no, okay, great segment, guys.
No, they're not. I'm telling you,
but that's not the way that is. Like,
yes,
that's an idea.
Do you understand how dumb that is?
That anybody would question that, and yet they're the same shows that would go out there and say he shouldn't play football anymore.
All of these conversations are stupid.
No, this isn't a stupid conversation.
Because you just got to play football, and you have to be
first of all, that's not playing football. What he basically did was...
When you throw a pick and you go make him...
He basically made himself a hopscotch obstacle.
He's not a linebacker, so his tackles are always going to look awkward.
Of course. He's right to go for the play, but don't go low. Like this,
you can't go high.
I'd rather him go high and
don't
get
go anywhere.
I'd rather him go high and get deflected off.
Here's what I got to teach. Let me tell you something. I did this for a long time. Okay, give me a call. We gonna teach you how to try without trying. See what I'm saying? We gonna teach you how to run over there hard.
Yeah, you can fake it.
Right? Yes.
You got
to run over there. You got to run over there. and then see other people and just take that angle. I'm going to be the safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. Don't put your head in there. He'll learn. But right now.
You can't say he'll learn.
Yes, he will.
We can't say that. We don't know that he's going to learn.
Yes, he will, because here's the problem.
He's going to have to learn.
Here's the problem. Right now, Tua and the Tua conversation is so volatile with all in the NFL, everything that he does, right, that he is the one person that has to look the part and look and every situation has to look right for him to survive the week. It don't even matter if they win or lose.
There's no way anybody's criticizing him for that. There's no way. If you are, you're a bleep hole.
No, so, dude.
Okay. You
If anybody gets an, I get it. Then that's that. Then it should be him.
Okay, just
be like, nobody wants to see that guy back.
You don't. It's not. It's not even the people. It's, you know.
No.
Let me tell you who needs to say something. Okay, here is what he needs to do, and somebody needs to do. Not the coaches, not the media. Okay, one of his players. Need to go up and say, hey, buddy, we got this. Stay the hell out of here. That's when he'll, not when a coach says it, not when he sees it on TV, when another player on the team, right? If you throw a pick, you can go over there. Don't get in the mix. We got it.
Coach wasn't too pleased.
Did he say something?
No, I think the best way to do that is not to throw it to the opponent.
Fair point.
These are the moments that I can feel the growth from the 3 years the most is, you know, where something doesn't go well or something, you know, Tua gets so mad at himself and holds himself to a high standard, but he's also recognizing that he's, you know, the franchise quarterback of this team. So you can't go too deep into your own self-lashing. You have to lead and you have to move on from things, good or bad. So I thought he did a very good job of taking those L's, so to speak, and not having it affect his play as he progressed and moved forward through the game. So I was very happy with that. I'd prefer not to have the adversity, but you know, that's not really the case in NFL football. You have to be ready to pick yourself back up and go at it with gusto.
Gusto?
No! Gusto is what almost got his ass knocked out. Gusto.
Gusto gotta go.
I'm just telling you, it's gonna be somebody on this team that says Tua. Come here. Put his arm around him. We know you get upset when you throw those picks. But live to play another play.
I picture it being Calais Campbell who puts him up on his shoulders.
No, or Teron Armstead, mm-hmm. If he's healthy.
He has been healthy.
Yeah, it's gotta be one of the vets, right? Because that's kind of how a team operates. Like, If a veteran who's been around the league a long time comes to you and has that conversation, everybody else is going to respect that conversation. But it's just one of those things where when you watch the film and when you watch the offensive film, they'll stop it. They'll run it back and stop it. Tua, what are we doing here?
Now, why did you give me this? Nah, I can't get this out. I can't get this out of my eyes now.
What?
Of Calais holding it to Tua.
Putting Tua up on his shoulders.
Come here, little buddy. Like, hey, little buddy, I need you to stop going at first on tackles. Like holding him like a little baby.
Like shaking him. Stop doing that.
He could do that, too. That would shake him like Simba.
That concuss him.
I almost picture him like picking him up like, FIFA 4. Puts him on. Oh, man. Speaking of conversations, Leroy, this weekend coming on up, over the Miami Heat, they got something going on this weekend when it comes to these things. Alonzo Mourning, yep. He's got his crew together. Tell people about it.
Here's the thing, guys. You know, when you're a man, you got to be strong. You have to be tough. Will you tell Tua, don't be tough. Don't be strong.
Yeah, don't be that tough.
Yeah, no. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're over 45, because there's certain tests you got to have, certain screenings. That's why I want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It could save yours. It's go time. It's Zoe time. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/ZOTIME. DJ Khaled.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Whiskey Stars and Cigars is almost here. It's presented by WQAM and Ed Morris, Sawgrass, Auto Mall. Talk sports with the QAM on-air staff Wednesday, November 20th at our new location, Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate. That's Wednesday, November 20th at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the Main Man. And by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. Miami Dolphins, get a huge win yesterday, 23-15 over the LA Rams. They improved their record to 3-6.
Yikes.
They what?
Just
the record?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they needed it. Hey.
They needed a win. And like, man, just now you think about the couple that got away. It don't matter, though. Just yep. Keep.
Come home for a game against the Raiders.
Come home for Richard.
Hey, don't lose.
Gonna be, no, but hey, here's the problem.
Don't lose.
You dealing with that dude.
Who?
Christian Wilkins.
He's hurt.
Oh, he's out?
I think he's still out. He had surgery on his foot.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's on IR.
Okay. Still got that other guy, though.
At least we didn't do
Crosby.
Oh, yeah, he's scary. At least we don't have to – we didn't do a Colin Cowherd, though, yesterday, because Colin Cowherd went viral because he thought that Christian Wilkins still played for the Dolphins.
Like, how
– yeah, Wilkins playing tonight. That's the hurt. Oh, I think like, yeah, I don't think the inactives like, have come out yet.
Dude, like, if I just can I
what?
Do you know that people turn on the TV and just listen to that as
I know
as mm-hmm. truth, and go out and spew that out?
It's a pretty big
to
deal.
Someone else, right? To not know that the guy doesn't play for that team anymore.
It's not like the Dolphins,
and it's not like a. It's not like an extra. It's not yeah. like a, you know, a veteran signing. No, he signed a $100 million contract.
It was a pretty big free agent loss for the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are kind of a national team talked about. I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, are you serious, dude? You think yeah. he still plays for
so,
the Dolphins?
So there you have it. So like when you hear us say dumb stuff or silly stuff or fumble our words.
Speaking of fumbles.
I got to tell you, we ain't go that far. Like, we may forget what team a guy's playing on, but he's down the list. He ain't a damn starter that just signed a $100 million contract.
Tobias Harris is a Piston. Just when you're watching tonight.
You know what? You basketball should do that with Leroy. Work. You know that game that they do in Inside the NBA with Charles? For? Who do you play for? You should do that with Leroy.
Tobias Harris back with the Pistons.
Get the
Tim NBA
Hardaway
Cup
Jr.
starts tonight.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
It always starts with the Heat playing the Pistons, right?
Well, that's their group.
It did last year, right?
That's their group. Their
they
group,
played last year?
Yeah.
Their group this year is...
They get Milwaukee as well.
Yeah, they got Milwaukee, Indiana, Toronto, and the Pistons. They are the East B group. And they play tonight and then...
Friday.
I'm watching this field goal from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, nobody blocked.
Yeah, that was tough. I can't believe that's how they won the game. The team you want to talk about.
37-yard field.
Charmed-ass team.
And meanwhile, look, They won a game on a missed 37-yard field goal, and Miami lost the game on a 61-yarder.
God doesn't like this.
No.
Crazy.
But clearly he loves Kansas City.
That's what they say. We should play who he played for. Basketball's the worst.
That's the best one. I mean, I was like, hey, do you know where Tobias Harris is? No, he's back with the Pistons.
Back?
Gary Temple.
He was a Piston.
I know.
Yeah. He was a Piston back in the day. But they, Pistons actually have not been too, I said this when the Heat beat the Pistons. I was like, that team's not too lousy.
They've been very well.
Yeah, they've been playing a lot better after their bad start. Something about them.
It's
Cade's, I think, doesn't Cade
have a lot of young talent.
They got a lot of athletic big men going to be, like, if they start, like we think, start, you know, falling off, they have a lot of athletic big men that's going to be needed by teams in the playoffs that they might have to make a trade for.
But here's the problem. They're all young, so you kind of got to wait it out.
But you need that young, those young athletic bodies.
Yeah, but I don't think nobody's going to trade for him, though.
They got a.
Why wouldn't they keep him? They got to build something.
They got that guy who's basically like basketball Julian Hill, Isaiah Stewart.
Is that the one? Who was the one I wanted to fight? LeBron.
That's him.
That's him, right?
That's him.
I'm not messing with him.
Yeah. I don't want to. I wouldn't mess with him either.
I mean, LeBron. I wouldn't mess with LeBron. That's
I wouldn't mess with him either for that's many whole, reasons.
Listen, this dude's got some crazy in him.
He's got Bobby Portis vibes with him.
Every year, there's about five guys in the NBA.
The not mess with team?
Yeah. The don't mess with team.
Bobby Portis.
Like, they have Bobby Portis. I mean, Draymond. Like, you don't know where he going.
Tim Hardaway Jr., he's a Piston.
So what you're telling me is Detroit.
Oh, he went from New York. He was at New York, right?
No, he was in Dallas.
No, he was in Dallas.
Dallas. Damn.
So what you're telling me is Detroit's the land of getting big contracts and not winning.
Well, I think he. I don't know if he was at the last year of his contract or if he was, but the, you know, he had a falling out with Dallas last year. Apparently, like his dad came out and called him out. It called out Jason Kidd for like not telling his son that he was out of the rotation. And then he came. I remember in the game against the Heat. He had like an incredible third quarter because third quarters happen against the Heat, and he like rallied them back. So, yes, if you're watching tonight,
here's the interesting news.
Hmm?
The Chicago Bears fired their offensive coordinator.
Yes,
and that's going to matter how, why, like Vlad, go ahead and say it.
What?
You know what? They fired their offensive coordinator.
Oh, the streets need a body. Oh, yeah. Come on now, man. You already know.
Hey, streets just random guy. Ones, yeah.
Streets need a body.
Shane Waldron.
Right. Ooh. He was at home eating his oatmeal and talking to his kids, getting his kids to eat Fruit Loops. He said, hey, you're fired.
Why are you giving me the visual now? That's messed up. What
I'm just saying. I'm sitting down.
What if you're eating your Captain Crunch or your oatmeal?
I'm just saying. How did that conversation go? Hey, we gonna have to let you go. I'm getting let go.
So you got a quarterback. He won't throw the football. And then when he's not throwing the football, he's getting run down by an offensive line that sucks.
Have you ever been on a team where one play really destroyed like the whole season or
one play?
Yeah, because think about it. They were riding high right off their bye week. Mm-hmm. They just beaten Jacksonville, I believe, in England. They were winning. Everybody was talking how great they were. They were beating the Commanders.
Yeah. And then one play.
The Hail Mary.
And
they have Hail Maryland, whatever they call it. And then all of a sudden, it's been dissension.
You want me to? I'll break it down for you. So the year was 1995.
Oh, wow.
We had just came off the playoffs. We were building. We were 4-2, right? 4-2, going into a game. And on Wednesday, we come back to the facility, and they say, hey, did you hear the news? Your team is leaving in the middle of the season. I think we ended up going 7-9 or something along 6-10, fired the coach, and we moved to Baltimore. That moment right there.
You just like
leading the division.
But you just felt like the energy just was weird around the building
because
after that?
From that moment on, no conversation was about football.
Mm.
It was all about, because see, regardless of what people think, the owner can go live where he lives.
Yep.
The coach and the GM can either stay in their office or the coach can only talk once a day or whatever. And we had Bill Belichick, so you know he wasn't into no foolishness. I ain't answering a question for that. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. Blah, 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 blah. So now the people are hating Bill Belichick even more because he won't give them answers, which, again, nobody had.
Right.
Right?
Kind of unfair to him. Like,
right. It was unfair to – so he got fired. We ended up going to Baltimore. That moment when after that announcement, fans came to the games to boo the owner who wasn't there.
Jeez.
So we were getting boos, and we didn't even know why, right? Signs, everything. Back when you could bring signs and nobody cared, yeah, all these signs, all this, all of – here's the other thing. All of the advertising, because you know they had the flip boards back then. Everybody hadn't gone digital. Mm-hmm. They had flip boards. They painted them all black. So there were no advertising in the stadium.
The fans did?
No. Everybody backed out.
Oh.
So every time it flipped, it'd be black on both sides. So you had no advertising in the whole stadium. All the fans were there booing. And then we just went on the tailspin. But it happened on, I think, a Tuesday.
Random.
And that's like in the middle of the season. Who says they're going to leave in the middle of the season?
Terrible idea.
Random.
Right, just a random act that caused your season. And it was right after we just went to the playoffs. So it wasn't like we were bad, but I'm telling you, that moment, it sucked the life out of every coach, every player, because all we were – nobody cared about the football game.
I mean, the game for the Dolphins last year was the Tennessee game.
Yep. Yep.
That was the game that really like yep. derailed that really derailed everything.
Same thing, wait. Hold on. Tennessee and Georgia Tech.
Hold on.
Last year.
Hold on.
What's up?
But you won a game after that.
Yeah, but you know it wasn't the same.
Oh no. Yeah. We won a couple of games. We won the last game of the season.
Well, you had to. It was the last game in
right.
In
and Cleveland, guess what the fans did?
Booed?
No.
Cheered?
No. Took their seat home with them.
Oh.
So they literally physically ripped the seat out of the stadium. So when you looked in the stadium after everybody was gone, it looked like they were rebuilding.
In retrospect, what's the meaning of that?
Taking the seat.
If you had season tickets, you save the seat for those.
You're like, where are you gonna put that?
Yeah, like where are you gonna put it? Hey, you wanna have a seat?
No, you gonna save it.
Section 112, row 18.
So you gotta bolt it into the house.
Come on.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua. Calais Campbell gives you the goosies next.